everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this absolutely magnificent Monday, April 7th, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate the text messages, the feedback, questions for Missy. You guys call her office and schedule an appointment, a free consult. No guilt. Don't worry about it. If you've done it a long time ago, you didn't do it, no problem. Give them a call, 964-4044, area code 269. Down in Battle Creek, 269-964-4044. Or just text me, Missy. I'll send you the phone number. I'll send you the link to the website, truckerrandyhealth.com. You can see the old fat Randy there from April of 2023. Greatly appreciate everything she's done for us and what she can do for you guys. MERS new service. Kind of an interesting story. Still, without a state senator in the 35th State Senate District, 270,000 people still do not have a state senator. Governor Gretchen Whitmer not calling a special election in the 35th Senate District, which has now been vacated by U.S. Congresswoman Kristen McDonald Rivett following the 2024 elections. McDonald Rivett won the 8th U.S. House District by 28,000 votes against the Republican Paul Young, a three-time congressional candidate. Well, if the Democrats in a special election are unable to maintain the 35th state Senate seat, that would move the Michigan Senate chamber, 38 state senators. Right now, they have 19 to 18 because of her resigning. And if they lose that seat, it would end up being gridlock. 19 Republicans to 19 Democrats. Even though the split would still allow Democratic Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist to cast tie-breaking votes. Kind of an interesting perspective. Last month, Whitmer became the first governor in three decades across four different administrations to wait longer than 75 days to call a special election. Well, it's kind of interesting because Democrats in special elections this year are performing stronger than they did in the past since Vice President Kamala Harris lost to Donald Trump on November 5th. There's a question that MERS News Service asked a couple of pollsters to take a look at. If Governor Gretchen Whitmer called a special election in Michigan's 35th Senate District, would a Democrat benefit from the latest wave of success? Well, according to Down Ballot, the elections focused polling and publication program reported that in 16 special elections for Congress, state legislatures, Democrats have won 11 of them. They took place in Florida, Pennsylvania, Iowa, Minnesota, Connecticut, Maine, Delaware, and Virginia. And the dates of these special elections ran from January 7th through April 1st. Now, in comparison to how Harris did in those locations during the 2024 election, Democrats' support this year grew on average by 11.4 points. They also grew by 7.6 points in comparison to how President Biden did against President Donald Trump back in 2020. Well, Michigan Republicans criticizing Governor Gretchen Whitmer for not calling a special election to fill this vacancy. Republicans have tried pressuring Whitmer, creating red milk cartons, reading missing. District 35 state senator, last seen January of 2025, as well as putting out yellow buttons, lapel buttons, displaying Free the 35th. In the three counties that the district covers, Trump won Midland last year with 56.7% of the vote. In Saginaw County, he won with 50.87, less than one percentage vote, which actually the numbers were 3,397. And in neighboring Bay County, he won by 9,025 votes. However, on the congressional level, McDonnell Rivett lost Bay County, her home county, by only 1,443 votes. She won Saginaw County, even though Donald Trump won it as well. There, she got 50.9%. And in Midland County, she lost only by 2,517. While recent polling done by various groups had some interesting takes for the governor to consider. Marketing Resource Group, LLC, conducted a poll March 24th through March 28th. They did hard phone interviews with 602 voters from that tri-county area. Whitmer has a 57% approval rating, her highest in 5 years. On the other hand, Trump was only at 42%. MERS owner Janelle Leonard told MERS News Service, "There is an art and a science to politics," describing how Whitmer has shown a conciliatory tone toward the president, and also now that the House Republicans have taken a majority in the Michigan legislature, Whitmer is being forced to work across the aisle. Leonard noted how Whitmer had talked about inviting Trump to see the aftermath of the ice storms in northern Michigan, showing a side of her unlike the polarizing relationship that she had with the president during his first term. It does seem that the governor is coming to the table and at least showing a conciliatory tone, so that could be attributed to these approval numbers we're seeing today, Leonard said. As far as Democrats' latest successes in special elections nationally, Leonard described Democrats as lacking a message that resonated with the voters in 2024. She went on to say, "The Democrats had the money, they had the volunteers, the polling seemingly was going in their direction, but yet they didn't connect with the voters," Leonard said. "Simply, in my opinion, they weren't paying attention to the fact that they were hurting based on their top issues and was not focused on jobs and the economy, inflation, the cost of living. And at the end of the day, the response is we wouldn't do anything different than Joe Biden," according to Kamala Harris's statement on The View. Well, that doesn't connect with the voters. Now, focusing specifically on the 35th Senate District, and again, because of redistricting, the maps changed. But when you look at specifically Midland, Saginaw, and Bay counties, you got to look at those three counties, which is what this district covers. Honestly, she believes, Janelle Leonard believes, it's going to come down to the quality of the candidate, especially in that region. It's a fascinating area because Donald Trump resonated so well with the blue-collar voter, the union voters, that could have some way based off of what we saw in 2024, but it depends on the candidate Republicans put up. if they get a candidate that is running on Donald Trump's platform, that person could do the exact same thing that Donald Trump did by winning the area. If they go with a more moderate Republican that doesn't excite the blue-collar union voter, well, they're not going to take advantage of what we saw in 2024, and the Democrats could maintain the seat. However, it does depend on the candidate, and it also depends on which candidate runs as a Democrat. If the Democrat runs somewhat similar, the campaign that Elisa Slotkin won, she won Saginaw County. Mike Rogers lost Saginaw County. As a result, a Elisa Slotkin-style Democrat could keep this seat in the Democrat column. Well, it's very, very interesting. However, to this day, still, Governor Gretchen Whitmer has not called for a special election, and the three counties, Bay, Saginaw, and Midland, do not have a state senator. As of today, now with today's date, they're at 80 days and counting. We're going on almost 3 months that they don't have a state senator. And here's the other component to this. She's already having to work with the Republicans' majority Speaker of the House, Matt Hall. What is she so afraid of? Even if they do lose the seat, they still would have Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist there to break the ties. Governor Gretchen Whitmer, it's time for an election. It's time for you to set a date, let the two sides pick their candidates, and campaign. How about an August election? Because it's already too late for May. Just my opinion. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement? Or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. Kind of interesting couple of comments that came in. One of the things that I think these text messages, basically, bottom line, I agree with you. I can't say what you said on the radio via the text message, but I agree with your sentiment. Bottom line is this, if I lived in that district, I would be knocking on the governor's desk door of her office in person. How can people in Midland, Saginaw, and Bay counties sit idly by without a state senator? The other problem, what does that do to the House state representatives in those areas? Have they been having to pick up the load of the senator not being available? What has it done to their office? I'd like to know. Me too. I'm not really sure. The House map's been redrawn. I'm not going to take the time right now to look at it. Here's the other question, the bigger question. How do you expect the people of those three counties to get answers for their needs when they have to work with a state senator? I'll give you a perfect example. Dealing with Liquor Control Commission, dealing with the health department, dealing with various other items that you need representatives and senators to handle for you. You got a problem with Liquor Control Commission, you call your representative, you call your senator, and get them on it. I've got a situation right now. One of our listeners is having issues with a building permit. I said, call your state rep. Call your state senator. Get Lansing to put pressure on this county and get them to do what you need them to do. He said, great idea. I never even thought of that. You see, folks, if you're running into a roadblock at the county level, if you're not getting cooperation from the county, you need to go to the state. If you're not getting help that you need from the state government, you then go to your congressman. It's very, very simple. Christian Marcus, taxation without representation? Yeah, that's what triggered the Revolutionary War. Remember the Boston Tea Party? Court order requests lawsuits to stop paying taxes in that district until they get a state senator. That would get their attention. File a lawsuit, put them on constructive notice. You're not going to forward any state income tax withholdings until you get a state senator. Employers withhold your state income taxes. Well, if all the employers in Bay Saginaw, Midland counties filed a lawsuit and said, we're not forwarding you any of our employees' withholdings until we get a state senator. Number one, it would make headlines. Number two, it would put pressure on the governor to do the right thing. Then the other thing that you're looking at is the situation where we are finally able to put pressure in a way that gets her to respond. What else can you do at this point? And is she really that afraid of gridlock? She doesn't have the majority in the House. The only saving grace she has right now is a 19 to 18 Democrat lead in the Senate. So what if the seat flips and goes to a Republican? It's 19 to 19. That totals 38. It's gridlock. You still have the Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist to break any ties. Well, there's a problem with that. He's already announced that he's running for governor. Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist is already out and about campaigning. When they go back in the session, I don't even know if he's in Lansing. If he's even there to break any ties. Well, it doesn't matter right now because the election, even if she called it today, folks, wouldn't even take place until August. That would be the earliest normal election available to those three county clerks. It's only three counties. It's Midland, Bay, and Saginaw. They could put it together quickly once she calls it. But I agree totally with Christian Marcus. Taxation without representation. That goes all the way back to our Revolutionary War. Very simple. We're not going to send you guys any taxes. We're not going to send you any taxes at all. So, definitely a great idea. I like that one a lot. Christian, you get star of the day for that text. That was great. One of the things that you have to understand, the process. You have to look at the process. Hour number three of today's show, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy.